Dog First Aid Cambridge is run by Jan Whiffin. She's here to help you, and she's popped in this morning for a chat. She's taken time out from four dogs you got at home, Jan. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Three Springer Spaniels?
Two Springer Spaniels. Two Clumber Spaniels.
And what are their names?
Ooh, Cara, Kaiser, Stiegel and Anya.
Ah, good names. And did you name them yourself, or did they come to you with those names?
No, we named them ourselves.
Did you? Yeah. And they generally well behaved?
Most of the time, yes.
Yeah, Springer Spaniels can be lively, can't they?
Very lively, yes.
Lady down my road's just got a little puppy one called Poppy, and she's... Oh. How old is Poppy? About 6-7 months old. And she's just calming down now, but she I think for the first couple of months she thought to herself, oh my goodness, what have I done here?
Yeah, and she'll have a teenager soon, so at about 10 months to a year, teenage mode.
Really? That's when they get a bit more stroppy, is it?
Yeah, they start getting stroppy.
So you were telling me, the reason you came in, you dropped me a note, you've been in before. We had a chat a few months ago, but coming up to Christmas, it's a really busy time for people like you, because stuff happens with dogs at Christmas, doesn't it, if we're not careful?
Yeah, so there's lots of different things happening in and around the home at Christmas that makes it sort of a much more dangerous environment for your dog. So things like you've got visitors coming into the house you wouldn't normally have there, who may not... be aware of what things dogs can and can't eat. Auntie Bessie might come along and you're giving her a mince pie with a cup of tea, and she doesn't know, like, mince pies, and she sort of sneaks it to the dog because she doesn't want to offend you by telling you, you know, she doesn't like them, so she keeps giving them to the dog, and they're not really a good thing for a dog to eat.
No, I mean, food in general... Are there some big things that you should avoid dogs eating?
Yeah, so anything really that's got grape or grape products in it, so things like raisins, sultanas, which of course we've got lots of at Christmas.
Yes.
So things like mince pies, Christmas pudding, Christmas cake, they're really bad for dogs. The fungus that grows on the outside of the grape, it can actually cause real problems for dogs. Chocolate, of course, is not good for dogs. 70% high cocoa varieties, really bad for dogs. Things like alcohol, so you've got people leaving drinks lying around. Dogs can get inebriated quite quickly.
Really?
All it takes is, you know, one glass of shandy and, you know, you've got a drunk dog. Sounds funny, but, you
it's
know,
not. No,
it,
no.
It, can't, it, you know, it can't be. They can get alcoholic poisoning. You know, things like Stilton cheese, the mould in Stilton cheese is bad for dogs. So all of these things are sort of going on. Strangers in the house, probably not keeping your eye on things as much as you could because it's busy, you've got a house full of people. Anything with... sweeteners in, so they're really bad for dogs as well, so really need to be aware of anything that's got sweetener in it. You know, if you've got people coming to the house using sweeteners in their tea and coffee, that wouldn't normally do that, and then leave a cup lying on the floor, that can be dangerous. So it's about educating the people who are coming into your house and how to interact with your dog, and just been making sure that all of the foodstuffs that are not good for your dog are kept well out of harm's way.
Yes, because dogs, they will eat anything pretty much, won't they? So it's we humans have got to take responsibility for protecting them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, not leaving things on the coffee table or on the floor. You know, if you've got visitors coming in that aren't used to being with dogs, they might just pop something on the coffee table or down on the floor, and, you know, in a house full of people and the dog's possibly being ignored, well, you know, it could just quite easily have a, you know, little bit of counter surfing or plate surfing, and the harm's done, and you may not realise until the dog falls ill what it's actually done.
Are there any particular breeds of dog that you have to be extra careful with?
No, I don't think so. I think it's mostly any dog, and just things being at their height.
And we've talked a little bit there about food things, and even some of the things that some people might think are okay to give dogs, like bones. There are a lot of bones, obviously, we're in Turkey at Christmas. You have to be very careful with those, I think.
Yeah, definitely. With any cooked bone, So raw poultry bones normally are fine for dogs. Lots of people feed raw and will feed meaty bones to their dogs. But things like your cooked turkey carcass, that type of thing. So if you're leaving your cooked turkey lying around after you've finished your Sunday lunch, make sure it's well out of the way of the dog.
And are there any things that we can do to maybe take the dog's focus off things they shouldn't be eating? Is it a good time to get a few extra treats in and that sort of thing?
Yeah, get some treats in for the dog as well, because obviously everybody sat around eating chocolates, extra biscuits, probably eating and drinking. Get some in for the dog as well. We keep all of our treats in Kilner jars on the table. So we've got things for us and things for the dogs as well. So the dogs don't feel left out.
Yeah, they can do, can't they, if you don't involve them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, dogs are very much part of the family. And, you know, the last thing you want is the dog sort of feeling left out because there's all these people in the house who are taking attention away from that they would normally have. So make sure they get plenty of walks in and make sure you get things in for the dog as well.
And in terms of other things that can be bad for them, we've spoken a bit, haven't we, about foodstuffs.
Yep.
But there are some other things that we have rather a lot around at Christmas, you know, things like batteries, for example, and candles and decorations.
So things like decorations. So if you've got glass baubles hanging on the Christmas tree, just be aware that, you know, that the dog may want to play with that and sort of say, it looks like a ball. But essentially, it's a very dangerous ball.
Indeed, yeah.
We tend to light candles at Christmas more than at any other time of year. So make sure they're not at a height where the dog could knock them over or burn themselves. And the same, you know, you might light the fire at Christmas more than you would other times. You know, make sure you've got a guard on it. The dog can't burn themselves. And batteries in particular, particularly the tiny ones that you get to put in watches, those sorts of things, they are really bad. I mean, and I know, you know, if children can swallow these things as well, because, you know, they're sweetie sized.
Yes.
So if a dog or a child has swallowed one of these things, then you really do need to seek veterinary care immediately.
So following on from that point, if, God forbid, something does happen, maybe a dog chews a battery, the acid gets, you know, into their digestive system, what can people do?
So one thing with poisons is we have a little sort of sentence to say, if you think your dog has been poisoned or has eaten something they shouldn't have eaten, then never watch and wait. So it is a case of ringing the 24-hour emergency vet. Or if they've eaten something and you're just not sure whether it's good or bad for them, there is a helpline you can ring, the Animal Poisons Helpline.
Right.
And I have the number for that.
Okay.
And that is 01-202-509-000. And you can ring them up and say, my dog's eaten A, is that okay? And they will say either, yeah, that's fine, that's not going to hurt them, or you need to go to the vet.
And is that manned over Christmas?
And that is manned 24 hours a day.
Right. Okay.
So you can ring that number. It's completely free. And if you really feel, you know, you maybe don't want to ring the vet, but you can ring that number and they will advise you on whether what your dog has eaten. So if you come in and find it's ripped a present open from under the tree and has eaten sort of, you know, a whole box of chocolates, then perhaps you want to just give them a little ring and check, because, you know, dependent on the cocoa content of the chocolate would really depend on whether or not it was bad for them, how much they've eaten and the size of the dog.
Excellent. Well, listen, that is really useful advice. Fascinating talking to you about all of this, Jan. And if people, because of course you run courses for dog owners, don't you? Helping them not just around Christmas, but throughout the year, all sorts of things you do. Just tell us a little bit more about Dog First Aid and the services you offer.
Yeah, so I run Dog First Aid courses probably 3 or 4 months across the county.
Yes.
And we cover all sorts of things from what's normal for your dog, dog's vital signs, how to take temperature, where to find the pulse, what to do if your dog's having a seizure, all sorts of things we cover on the course. It's CPD accredited, so if you're studying for any dog qualifications, then it will count towards those as well. I mean, excellent course if you're a groomer or a dog walker and you want to enhance your business a little bit. give yourself more credibility for your clients. But if you're just a dog owner and you're interested and you want to do something for your dog, then attending a dog first aid course definitely is something you can do for your dog.
Okay, Jen. Well, listen, thanks for coming in and chatting to me this morning. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I've got your... Are you okay with me giving your number out that I've
yes,
got here?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll give your number out. I've got details of Jan's email address and also that national poisons hotline for dogs. I'll give that number out again. We'll do that all in a few minutes' time, just to give people a chance to go and grab a pen and a bit of paper. But I will wish you a peaceful Christmas, Jan.
Thank you.
A safe Christmas for those four dogs of yours. Will you be getting them presents?
Of course I will.
Good. Okay, thanks for coming in. Jan Whiffin from Dog First Aid.